Well, good day, everyone, and good to open up God's Word with you. It is inspired and inerrant and infallible. It's authoritative over our lives and binding on our consciences, and it is the way to a deep, meaningful fellowship with the Lord as the Spirit uses it in our lives. We're in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17 today as we seek to understand what the will of the Lord is, grasp his purposes and desires and how it shapes how we live, especially with regard to understanding God's will and your mind, how that all works. Understand how God's will works with your thoughts and feelings and emotions and desires. You could put it this way. It's kind of how do the gears mesh between God's perfect, objective, written word given and applied by the Spirit, and then our imperfect subjective minds that are sinful and don't always get things right. Our gears break, okay? God's word stands forever, and we know that. And the issue is complicated. At the same time, we have the voice of the world that is loudly telling us downright demonic lies. The humanist will basically tell you, look within, you know, just it all starts with you and ends with you. And it's just like all man-made religions. The Buddhist will tell you, look inward, quiet yourself. The Mormons will tell you, don't think, just absorb the beauty of the moment. Healing words will flow through you and conjure things in quiet moments. The Jehovah's Witnesses will tell you, you should be silent and examine yourself to improve yourself. The Muslims will tell you that you need self-awareness intertwined with a God consciousness that will bring healing in your life. And amidst all the confusion that God does not author, I want you to grasp something with me today. There's something that is near and dear to the heart of God, something that is taught in the Scriptures, and I hope I say it clearly so that I don't muddy the waters. The idea is this, that to understand the will of God, you must trust his perfect word and love him with your imperfect mind. Understand